看哥林多后书第五章。
Please refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第五章第八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8.
我们坦然无惧，更是愿意离开身体与主同住。第九节。
Verse 9.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立的志向，要得主的喜悦。第四节。
Verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来，叫着个人本身所行的，或善或报或恶来受报。这里记载保罗一个很重要的心态。
Here it describes a very important attitude of Paul.
就是他在服侍神所有的心。
That is the heart of Paul in his service.
他说无论我是住在身内或离开身外，我有一个志向。
He said whether I'm in my body or away from home, I have this goal.
这个住在身内就是活着，
living,
离开身外就是死。
Living in the body means living. Living away from the body means death.
所以对保罗来讲，不论我活着或我死，我有一个志向。
Therefore, from Paul's perspective, whether he lives or he died, there is one goal only.
就是要得主的喜悦。
That is to please God.
这是非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important point.
那为什么要得主的喜悦？
Why is it that we need to please God?
第四节。
Verse 10.
因为我们众人要在基督的台前显露出来，按着我们本身所行的来受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
也就是有一天我们要面对神交账。
That is one day we will see God and settle the account.
那这个账能不能交得很漂亮，就是在乎我们在服侍神是不是有讨他喜欢的心。
And whether we'll be in deficit or in gain, it's a function of whether we have pleased God or not.
这个讨神喜欢啊，其实讲清楚一点，就是说把神当老板。
To gain favor from God means to treat God as your boss.
我们只是他的他所用的一个人。
Which is one of his subordinates.
所以我们做的，在神看起来要说你做得很好，我很喜欢。
And so we should do things in order for God to say, you have done well.
那要怎么做能够讨神喜欢？
Now what shall we do in order to please God?
请看哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章的第九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
因此我自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵智慧的悟性上满心知道神的旨意。第十节。
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上多结果子，渐渐多知道神。这个第十节说我们行事为人对得起主，在凡事都能够得到神的喜欢。
Verse 10 said that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way.
那怎么样能够讨神的喜欢？
And how do we live a life of pleasing God?
前面说要有属灵的智慧悟性，满心知道神的旨意。
He says that we must bear fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
神是主。
For God is our Lord.
我们是无用的仆人。
And we are just worthless servants.
所以每一件事情所做的要符合神的心意。
So everything we do must be according to his will.
那就是可以讨神喜欢。
And then we can please God.
最困难的一点就是什么是神的心意。
But what is the will of God?
那第二个就是为着神的心意，我愿意不愿意舍弃我自己的意思。
And secondly, for the will of God's sake, am I willing to forsake my own will?
所以我来追从神的心意。
So that I can pursue after his good will.
以色列民求神给他们立王。
And the Israelites asked God to give them a king.
结果他们立的第一个王，扫罗王。
And their first king was Saul.
那神立扫罗王的时候已经跟他讲清楚了。
And when God anointed King Saul, he told him,
就是你是万民的万民的王。
And you are the king of these people.
你是在众人之上。
And you are above all the people.
但是在你的上面还有一个人。
But above you, there's one other being.
就是天上的神。
Who is the Father in heaven.
所以神把这个关系先讲清楚。
So after God has illustrated this relationship,
然后就给扫罗一个命令
and then he commanded Saul,
就是你去击杀这个亚玛利人
and go and destroy the Amalekites.
那后来这个扫罗就带人去击杀亚玛利人
and then Saul took the army to destroy the Amalekites.
我们就发现呢、啊，他就把一些牛羊就比较好的留起来
and he kept some of the fattened cattles for himself.
然后把好的衣服也留下来。
He also kept some of the fine clothing.
那神就不高兴了。
And God was not happy.
因为前面已经神讲清楚了。
Because God has already said beforehand.
我是在你上面的。
I am above you.
所以你要听我的话。
So you should listen to me.
但是扫罗就凭着自己的意思在做事情。
But Saul did according to what he thinks is right.
当他凭着自己的意思在做事情的时候，他已经反客为主了，他变成主了。
And when he tried to do things according to his own belief, and then he has reversed the priority.
所以神就对借着这个撒母耳先知就告诉扫罗。
So God through the words of prophet Samuel told Paul, told Saul,
听命胜于献祭。
He says, obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从。胜于公羊的自由
and be submissive is better than the fat of the cattle.
你这么拼命去杀撒玛利亚人
and you spend all these energies and killed the enemies.
但你并没有顺从
but you did not obey me.
你并没有听命
you did not listen to me.
所以你所出的力量在神看起来并不是很好
So all this work you do amounts to nothing in the sight of God.
这个听命跟顺从啊，就是指着。照着神的旨意来做
and obey and being submissive means following the will of God
所以在哥罗西书保罗说要满心知道神的旨意
and so in the book of Colossians he says that we should follow and understand the will of God wholeheartedly
这是最困难的一点
and this is a very difficult thing to do
神在呼召扫罗、啊、是呼召保罗
and so God is calling Paul
那第一个就是你是谁保罗的回应
and Paul replied Lord, who are you?
你要我做什么?
What do you want me to do?
你要我做什么?
What do you wish me to
你是主, 我是仆。
What do you wish me to do for you? And you are the Lord, I'm the servant.
你要我做什么?
What do you want me to do?
哎,保罗后来就一直跟着这个原则。
And so Paul followed this principle.
来做神要他做的。
And in order to complete the work of God.
那在这个保罗传道的路途中。
So throughout Paul's missionary journey.
我们可以发现他有计划。
We can see that he did set some plans.
但是当神的灵感动他，发现神不要他做这个时候，他就改变他的计划。
But when the Spirit of God moved him and he discovered that this is not the will of God, he would change right away.
他为什么要讨神喜欢
？In order to please God.
在我们读过的《使徒行传》十六章。
We have studied in the book of Acts, chapter 16.
我们可以回到《使徒行传》十六章。
Please refer to Acts chapter 16.
第六节
Verse 6
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道他们就经过佛里加拉太一带的地方第七节
Verse 7
到了美西亚的边界他们往披堆尼去耶稣的灵去不许第八节
Verse 8
他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去第九节
Verse 9
在夜间有异象对保罗说有一个马其伦站着说请你过到马其伦来帮助我们保罗看到这个异象我们随即想要往马其顿去以为神召我们传福音是给那里的人听保罗第一个计划
the original plan of record
他们要在亚细亚讲道
was to preach in Asia Minor
很显然的他有把这个计划带在祷告当中放在祷告当
中 so he did pray about this plan
那圣灵禁止
but the Holy Spirit stopped him from doing so
他们就开始改变计划到皮推尼去
And then they change their plan and try to go to Troas.
那到那个地方，耶稣的灵又不许。
And but the Spirit of God also forbid them to preach there.
那他们就到特罗亚去。
Then they went to Troas later.
但是看到异象。
And then they saw a vision.
马其顿的呼声。
And they saw the men of Macedonia.
所以最后他们就决定，神要我们去马其顿传福音。
And then they concluded that God wants us to preach in Macedonia.
所以这段圣经就记载有计划，但是啊，在神的感动下一直在修正。
So, from this passage, you can see that there is a plan, but the plan could be adjusted to match the will of God.
因此，保罗在讲这个满心知道神的旨意，就是每一件事情你都知道神的意思是什么。
Therefore, when Paul says that understand the will of God wholeheartedly means that in every step you take, you know this is the will of God.
那我们这样做就可以得到神的喜欢了。
And if we follow this method, and then we will please God.
那这句话的反面来讲啊，如果我们没有办法很确定这是神的旨意，我们就要有保留，不要讲得太肯定。
On the contrary, if you are not sure what you say or your decision is the will of God, then you should have some reservation.
这样我们的主张啊，才不会变成阻挡了神的旨意。
And then your opinion may not hinder the work of God.
你看保罗以前很热心在服侍神。
We see that Paul, in the past, he thought he was fervently serving God.
很简单，他并不明白神的旨意。
But he did not know what is the will of God.
所以他的热心使他逼迫基督徒。
So because of his fervency, he became a chief persecutor of Christians.
因为他没有真知识在引导。
Because he had no true knowledge in him.
所以他的热心呢，到最后他变成这是罪人的头啊。
So his fervency caused him to become the foremost of all sinners.
那今天我们的服事要得神喜悦。
Today, in order for our service to gain favor in the sight of God,
我们要凡事尊神为大。
We must honor God in all things.
追求他的旨意来讨他喜欢。
We must pursue after his will and please him.
这个确实是人生一个很重要追求的功课。
And this is a hard and important lesson for everyone to learn.
那要明白神的旨意跟人的心有关系。
And in order to understand the will of God, it has to do with what our mindset is.
先看罗马书十二章。
Please refer to the book of Romans chapter 12.
第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章的第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
说弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。第二节
，verse two，
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。第一句话是讲说，我们要奉献我们的身心给神。
First, it says that to offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
但是跟第二节不能够分开啊。
But we cannot separate that from verse 2.
这个第二节说要心意更新而变化来查验神的旨意。
It says, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
如果一个人一直说我要做神的工。
If a person constantly said, I want to work for God.
但是不明白神的旨意。
But do not understand the will of God.
有时候会产生很多反的效果出来。
And we'll see there will be some negative impacts.
所以这第二节说，心意更新而变化，才能查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So verse 2 says that be transformed by the renewal of your mind, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is.
有一个教会要购买会堂。
There was a church wanted to purchase a new building.
他们看了好多地方。
And they have seen numerous locations and sites.
每一次看到都有教会都有发现两个意见。
So every time they discover a new site, and there will be two school of thoughts.
那个比较靠近的就打电话来说，这个就是神的旨意，到处联络。
And the one who are closest to the site will say, "Well, this is the will of God." So they call around for supporters.
那个住的比较远的，到处联络，那个怎么是神的旨意？
And the one who lives further from the site will call around also to gain anti-supporters. Say, "This is not the will of God."
所以连续看好多地方都不会成。
So they see a few sites and but no results.
因为每一个人站在自己的本位在看事情。
Because everyone was looking at this event from their own perspective.
一直到他们看到一个会堂。
Until they saw this one location.
大家决定我们大家来祷告。
And they say, okay, let's all kneel down and pray together.
看神怎么感动我们。
Let's see how the Lord moves us.
当大家把自己的本位放下来。
And when everyone has set aside his or her own state of mind.
忽然间神的旨意就很清楚了。
And the will of God was very clear.
所以这里就说要心意更新而变化。
So here it says, but Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
神的旨意才能够看得清楚。
Then you can see His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我过去在参加很多的会议。
I have attended meetings before.
也发表一些意见。
And I have offered my own suggestions.
后来经过一段时间，我再回想过来看。
And after a period of time, in retrospect,
我在想我自己所说的意见。
And I recall some of the suggestions that I commented.
我发现，从现在再回头过来看，好像似乎不是很对。
And I discovered that, well, some of those comments may not be absolutely correct.
那这给我一个很重要的一个反省。
And this teaches me something very important.
如果不是很肯定，我们讲话不是很确定这是神的旨意，讲话都要保留。
And if you are not 100% sure this is the will of God, then you should be more reserved in your statements.
我举一个例子。
For example,
以前连总要搬到美国来。
Years ago, when the GA was
连总 IA,
excuse me, when the IA was deciding they should move to US or not.
那在美国一段时间呢，又想要搬回台湾去。
And then the IA was established in US for a period of time, and then want to move the IA back to Taiwan.
那以后那个时候在连总在开会。
And so there was a meeting in IA.
我发表我的意见。
And I offer my two cents.
主要是我不赞成。
And I don't think this is a good idea.
但是过了七八年。
But after 7 or 8 years later,
最近他们做决定。
And recently they made a resolution.
很可能会再搬回去。
Very possibly they want to move the IA back to Taiwan.
因为人力财力各方面。
Because in terms of money and human resources,
美国的教会没有办法支持一个连总。
The U.S. churches are not able to support the International Assembly.
那我在看我自己在讲。
And then I recall the statements that I made.
后来我就发现了。
Then I discover.
真的，如果不是很肯定，我们讲话要保留。
And indeed, if you're not so sure about the will of God, then you should show more reservation in your statements.
多祷告，求神感动。
And just pray more and ask God to move us.
这只是一个例子。
And this is just an example.
那还有其他很多的事情。
And there are also other occurrences.
我再回头过来想。
And in retrospect,
我发现了。如果我能够明白神更清楚的旨意，大概讲法也不太一样。
I discovered that if I could have understood the will of God a little more clearer, I would have made a different statement.
所以有时候我们的热心啊是好，但是因为我们不清楚又太坚持，真的是阻挡神的旨意的实现。
So sometimes, yes, fervency is good, but if you do not understand the will of God, your fervency may serve as hindrance for the work of God.
但如果我们真的不明白神的旨意怎么办
？And if youhave no idea what the will of God is, then what should you do?
在旷野路有云柱跟火柱。
In the wilderness, the Israelites has the pillar of cloud and fire.
白天呢
？By the day,
旷野四面都可以走。
And they can walk in any direction.
但这个就是没有路可走。
But sometimes all directions means no directions.
所以要云柱。
Therefore, they need the pillar of cloud.
神，你要我们走到哪里
？Lord, where do you want us to go?
晚上，黑暗没有路可以走。
It's very dark.They don't know where to go.
那你也要云柱火柱来，要火柱来带。
Therefore, you need the pillar of fire to guide the path.
但是这个进入迦南，这个本来几个月就可以走到的。
But supposedly entering the land of Canaan is just a journey of a few months.
但是云柱火柱竟然在旷野绕了四十年。
But this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire actually led the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years.
为什么神这个云柱火柱不直接把他们带最近的一条路就进去就好了
？Why wouldn't this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire guide them the most direct path into the land of Canaan?
这个四十年就是操练。
These 40 years are training.
那个没有信心的
，the one without faith.
那发怨言的
，the ones who grumble.
全部都死了
，they perish.
新生的一代
，the new generation.
有信心的
，with faith.
进去了
，enter the land of Canaan.
四十年操练功课就是这样。
And this is the lesson of 40 years in the wilderness.
所以云柱火柱就是今天我们的圣灵。
Therefore, the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire are the Holy Spirit today.
我们今天真耶稣教会发展到这个情况来。
Today, the True Jesus Church has developed into what we've seen today.
我们回头过来看。
And in retrospect,
好多都是神亲自动工带领。
And in many incidents, we can see the hand of God working.
不是人计划出来。
Some of the establishments were not by human planning.
很多教会的发展。
And many establishment of churches,
会堂的采购
and purchasing of church locations.
你仔细听。
And if you listen to the testimony,
当人很迫切在祷告。
And when everyone is praying earnestly,
真的从心里面尊神为大。
And we truly honor God from our heart,
就看到神的旨意了。
You will see the will of God.
所以心意更新而变化，你就看到神的旨意。
Therefore, if you first transform, by the renewing of your mind, you will see the will of God.
那我们所做的就能够蒙神喜悦。
And then what you do will be pleasing to God.
这个就是保罗的心。
And this is the heart of Paul.
希望我们所想所做的一切，在神的面前蒙神悦纳。
Hopefully, everything we do, all the decision we make, is to gain favor from God.
因为他是主。
Because he is our boss.
我们只是仆人。
And we are just servants.
我们能说什么？
What can we say?
要尊重他。
We should honor him.
所以后来保罗就，这个神就寻找一个合神心意的人。
And then later on, God finds someone who matches his will.
就是大卫。
Who is David.
因为他所做的一切就是要照神的心去做的。
Because David did everything according to the will of God.
这个就是神所要的。
And that's the person God wants.
这是今天我们服侍神，人服侍神的人，神所要求的。
And this is the requirement God has for us.
所以神的旨意有时候觉得好像很难。
Sometimes we think that the will of God is so difficult to detect.
我们听了好多的见证，你发现，你如果真的尊重神，迫切祷告，就出来了。
But from the numerous testimonies, we can find a rule at work that is, you honor God, you pray, you will see the will of God.
那你把神拿掉，没有祷告。
If you take away God, you do not pray.
越讨论讨论到最后，你就发现东西南北往哪里去。
You just rely on human knowledge discussions. You'll find the results goes nowhere.
就很难了。
And it's very difficult to reach unity.
保罗的心
and the heart of Paul.
我们要讨神喜欢。
We should please God.
凡事明白神的旨意。
We should try to understand the will of God.
照神的旨意来做。
And we should act according to the will of God.
第四个保罗的心。
And the four aspects of the Paul heart,
看,
of the heart of Paul.
罗马书
Please refer to Romans.
罗马书的十五章
Romans chapter 15.
二十节
Chapter 15 verse 20.
罗马书的十五章二十节
Romans chapter 15 verse 20.
我立的志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
Chapter 20, it has always been my ambition to preach a gospel where Christ was not known so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
如果我们读英文圣经很清楚啊，这个志向分作 ambition, 啊，这 ambition 再把它翻过来中文就是野心了。心志野心。
It has been, Paul's ambition.
就是他不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。
That is, he wants to preach a gospel where Christ was not known.
就是没有听过的福音的地方他要去传。
That is, he wants to go to the place where the gospel has not been preached.
保罗的心志。
This is the ambition of Paul.
这就是他人生的理想。
This is the goal of his life.
人活着不能没有理想。
A person cannot live in this world without a goal.
人不能够没有做梦。
A person has got to have some kind of dream or ambition.
有时候我们看年轻人，啊，你太做梦了。
Sometimes we would say to a young person, say, oh, you're a dreamer.
因为他有很多理想。
Because he thinks of something great.
但是就是因为有理想，人才会进步。
But it's because of this dream he tried to pursue, that's why he'll be a better person.
你去非洲看他有什么理想。
If you go to Africa, you'll find what kind of dream they have.
吃饱就好了，没有理想。
Their dream is to have a full stomach, and that's about it.
所以中国人去那开工厂，一发薪水，三天找不到工人。
And so when the Chinese people try to open a factory in Africa, they give their salary and they can't find any workers.
钱拿到就吃喝玩到最后没有钱了，又回来。
They after they receive the salary, they just spend it, and then when they run out of money, they begin to work again.
没有理想不会进步。
Without a goal, there is no progress.
我们看美国在发展太空事业。
And so look at the space program of US.
好像跟我们日常生活根本就没有关系。
It seems totally, it's too far-fetched from from our daily lives.
花了几百亿美金。
And billions of dollars were spent.
这是美国的一个理想。
But that is a goal, of America as a nation.
但是因为这个太空工业的发展
But because of the space program,
带动了航空工业
And it also pushed forward the aerospace industry,
电脑
and computers,
医学
and medical science,
各方面都进步了
And in all industries across the board, we can see an improvement.
所以理想很重要。
Therefore, it's important to have a goal.
好，那我们再回到教会圣工的圣工上。
So we return back to the work of the church.
我们如果把我们的注意力就是一直集中在教会这个四个四面墙壁里面，这个怎么是理想？
If we just keep our goals inside these walls.
保罗说：“我要到别人没有传过的地方去传福音。”
Here Paul says, "It is my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known."
这是神的吩咐。
And this is the commandment of God.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
这个就是我们的理想。
This is our goal.
所以教会要有理想。
Therefore, church must have a goal.
传福音就是一种理想。
And preaching the gospel is a goal.
我听了一个弟兄最近在见证。
I have heard a testimony from a brother.
他们到欧洲去留学。
And they are studying in Europe.
80年代有一对童年要结婚。
And during the 80s,there is this couple in Christ wanted to get married.
然后他们租了一个外教会的会堂。
So they rented a chapel of another church.
新郎新娘还有他们那些童年合在起来七八个人。
And the bride and the groom and the guests, about 7 or 8 people.
所以他唱那个婚礼祝歌一直唱的大家流眼泪。
So they sing the hymns for the couple and then they cried.
婚礼祝歌应该唱得很高兴啊，笑才对。
And supposedly, if you sing a hymn for the couple, it should be a song of joy. Why do they cry?
啊，为什么流眼泪？想到说，为什么这欧陆只有这几个信徒而已？
They thought about why is it in this vast land of Europe only 7 or 8 members?
所以当他们眼泪流出来了，就是代表他们有一个心智。
So when they shed their tears, they have identified their goals.
我们要在这欧陆这个地方建设真耶稣教会。
We will establish true Jesus Church here in Europe.
这是80年代的初期。
And that was in the early 80s.
现在过了15年。
15 years has passed.
欧陆已经有2000真耶稣教会。
There are true Jesus Church on the, on Europe, in Europe.
一间在海德堡，一间在法国的巴黎。
One in Hedinburg of Germany and the other in Paris of France.
信徒有100多个人。
There are about 100 some members.
那这几个刚刚去的这些留学生。
And these overseas students.
因为有这个理想就有行动。
Because they have this dream, therefore they put it into action.
后来有一个慕道者半身不遂。
And then there was a true seeker and he was paralyzed.
大家凭着很单纯的心情，我们传福音给他听。
And everyone with simple faith say, let's preach the gospel to this person.
每个礼拜天一大早六七点五六点六点多就坐飞机坐这个火车一个多钟头去到他家讲道理，要来帮他祷告。
Every Sunday they would a.m. in the morning they would take a train ride of an hour and a half and to visit this person to preach the gospel.
这一批带有理想的这一批留学生只有几个人为着理想在出力在奋斗。
Even though their numbers are few, but for their goal they strive.
神跟他们同在。
And God was with them.
一个一个就这样信徒一直增加起来
and slowly but consistently the membership increase
真耶稣教会第一位要案例的白人传道在哪里
and where can we find the first Caucasian minister of True Jesus Church
在法国的巴黎
in Paris or France
真耶稣教会第一个案例白人的执事在哪里
where is the first Caucasian deacon of True Jesus Church
在法国的巴黎
also in Paris or France
15年前
15 years ago,
只有两三个留学生。
There's only 2 or 3 graduate students.
现在已经成为教会。
Now they have a church.
几十个信徒。
And with several tens of members.
里面有传道，有执事。
They're ministers, they're deacons.
都是白人在那里信主的。
And they're all Caucasian members.
就是这一批有理想的人奋斗出来。
It is a result of their dream.
那今天我们不能够只是礼拜六抱着圣经来做做礼拜，大家聊聊天就完了，不能这样的。
So today we should not set our goal as of coming to church to observe the Sabbath day and listen to the sermons and have fellowship and that's it.
我们要有理想。
We must have a goal.
我们教会要往外扩张。
We must expand our church's horizon.
这是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
有了理想，我们才会有行动。
With a dream and goal, then we can put into action.
加上神的祝福。
Plus the blessings of God.
圣工就会发展。
You will see the flourishing of the Holy Word.
所以这是保罗的心啊。
So this is the ambition of Paul.
他要到别人没有传过的地方去传福音。
He wants to preach the gospel where Christ was not known.
所以我们要建设一个宣道的教会。
Therefore, we should establish a church of evangelism.
每一个信徒要宣道。
Every believers should evangelize.
要想办法去带慕道者来。
Should think of all possible ways to bring true seeker friends.
这是主耶稣对你的托付，对我的托付，对我们的托付。
For this is the mission that Lord Jesus entrusted to the church and entrusted to you.
我记得当初凤凰城购买会堂的时候
I remember when the Phoenix Church was about to purchase their church,
15个信徒
15 members.
当初他们几个留学生去那里留学
and they had a few graduate students studying there.
每一次联合会就开车到洛杉矶
and every time during the Spirit Convocation they would drive to Los Angeles.
叫他们搬过来他们也不搬过来
and you tell them to move to LA they say nah.
原来他们有理想
Because they had a goal.
他们要在那个地方建设神的家。
They want to establish a house of God.
那买的会堂只有15个人。
They bought a church at 15 people only.
我去联会不晓得看哪里，每一个坐一个板凳，还有空位。
So when I was there to conduct the sermon, everyone sits on a pew and there's still plenty of empty space.
但是就是人数这么少，有理想。
Even though their numbers are few, but they had a goal.
我们要把这个会堂让它坐满。
We will fill up this place.
有这个理想。
Because of that goal,
接下去就是行动
and they can put it in action.
我记得有一段时间呢，每个礼拜六早上，全教会禁止，这个全教会是15个。
And I remember for a period of time, every Sabbath, the whole church would fast and pray. Of course, it's only 15 people.
禁止半个钟头。
They would fast for half an hour.
然后，每一个人把传福音当作是最重要一件事情。
And everyone treats evangelism as the most important work.
有的到餐馆打工
some work in the restaurant
带慕道者来
and bring true seekers
有的到 adult school 上学
and some go to adult school to
带慕道者来
bring true seekers
有的在 Intel 上班
some works in companies
把同事带来
and bring their colleagues
就这样祷告再加上行动
and prayer plus action
现在已经有四五十个信徒
now there are 40-50 members
全世界不是全世界全美国啊，我们受洗流失率最低的地方是在 Phoenix
Phoenix Church has the lowest turnover rate of members.
因为起初带头几个人有理想。
Because the initial workers have a goal.
所以今天我们在带动教会有没有理想?
So today, when we try to lead a church, do we have a goal?
我们要有理想。
We should have one.
神的心意就是我们的理想。
For the will of God is our goal.
从理想演出一种行动。
From the goal, that we can put it in action.
我们最近看每一区都在办啊这个各区的布道会
So we can see that each district is having evangelical services
这是一种理想的实现
And this is a goal put it in practice
我们希望在联恩会之后还是继续每一区来办这个各区的布道会
We hope that even after the spiritual convocation we should still have evangelical services in each church area
然后大家迫切祷告
And plus the earnest prayers of the members
圣功一定会进步的
Our holy work will flourish
因为这是神的应许
Because this is the promise of God.
我们要把神的应许当作理想。
We must take the promise of God as our goal.
我们就会达到神要我们达到的地方。
Then we can reach the point where God wants us to be.
所以这是保罗的心。
And this is the heart of Paul.
那保罗在灵修也有一个心智。
And Paul, during his spiritual cultivation, he also has an attitude.
有一个理想。
He has a mindset.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书的第三章
Philippians chapter 3
13节
Verse 13
说弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了我只有一件事情就是忘记背后努力前面14节
Verse 14
向着标杆直跑要得着神在基督上面从上面照我得来的奖赏这里保罗说
Here Paul says,
我不是以为得着了
I do not consider myself had gotten hold of it
我是忘记背后努力前面
But I have forgotten what is behind and straining forward
向我的标杆直跑
Straining toward what is ahead
保罗在写腓立比书的时候灵性非常的高
And when Paul was writing the book of Philippians he had a very high spirituality
他已经超越了生死
He has gone beyond the boundary of death
生跟死对我来讲都好
For living, to live or to die, they are equally good.
他已经超越患难。
He has surpassed persecutions.
患难也可以感谢。
Persecutions, that's okay.
他已经超越世界。
Because he has surpassed the world.
世界对我来讲如粪土。
He considered the world as rubbish.
但是在这么灵性这么高的保罗，他说我不是已经得着了。
But at such high level of spirituality, Paul did not consider himself.
我还有一个标杆。
Hold of it.There's just one goal that we need to pursue.
我要朝那个标杆直跑。
I need to run toward it.
那这个标杆是什么
？And what is this goal?
十二节说
Verse 12.
这不是我已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督，所以要得着我的。
Verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of what for which Jesus Christ took hold of me.
保罗最后一个目标就是要得着基督本身。
And the last goal of Paul is to attain Lord Jesus Christ himself.
不是基督的恩典，是基督本身。
Not the grace and the blessing of Jesus, but Jesus himself.
这个就是保罗的目标。
And this is the goal of Paul.
今天我们有时候在人比人。
And today we always comparing one versus the other.
差不多信主三年到四年，你就会停在那个地方。
And after you believe in Jesus for 3 or 5 years, then you're at that comparison level.
因为我们比较周围的人。
Because we would compare one versus another.
信主几十年也只不过如此。
And we'll say, oh, he's been a member for so long, look where he's at.
我也差不多了。
And I'm not too bad.
当我们一觉得说我差不多了，就停在那里。
When we said that, oh, I have reached the same level, your spirituality will stop.
所以保罗有一个理想。
So Paul has a goal.
我要像耶稣。
I want to be like Jesus.
我要得着耶稣。
I want to obtain Jesus.
那就是无穷尽的追求。
Which is a pursuit of infinite depth.
一直往前努力，一直努力。
It's a ever progressing, ever pursuing process.
所以目标不是看人。
So he does not set his eye on a certain individual.
是看耶稣。
But on Lord Jesus.
所以有时候我们四福音翻开来看。
So when we open up the Gospels.
你一句一句念。
And if you read the statements.
你就发现我们跟主耶稣差太多了。
You discover that we are too far away from Lord Jesus Christ.
你看主耶稣怎么灵敏。
How did Lord Jesus show his mercy?
有多大的爱心。
With his great love.
我们的爱在哪里。
Where is our love?
你看主耶稣有多谦卑。
Look at the humility of Jesus.
他是神。
He is God himself.
他成为人。
Came to earth as man.
他虚己不以跟神同等为强夺。
But he did not dare to call himself as, to be equal with God.
做仆人。
But rather serve as servants.
有时候我们想，我们是人。
We are mere men.
但是我们想要被人当神来崇拜。
But sometimes we want to be worshipped as a God.
我们的心跟基督的心差多远。
How far apart is our heart from the heart of Jesus?
我们看基督的圣洁。
If we look at the holiness of Jesus,
基督的公义。
His righteousness.
他不看人的情面。
He never looked at other people's background or show favoritism.
我们还常常看人的情面。
And yet, we always show partiality.
所以四福音一打开来看。
So when we open up the gospel,
耶稣的一言一行。
The words and the actions of Jesus.
你慢慢的细嚼缓咽。
And you study thoroughly.
你发现我们算什么？
You discover that I am nothing.
前面的路还很远，需要奔跑。
I am still far, far away from the goal.
这个就是保罗的理想。
And this is the goal of Paul.
我要像耶稣。
I want to be like Jesus.
我要得着耶稣。
I want to obtain Jesus.
所以我要向这个标杆直跑。
Therefore, I should press onward toward the goal.
我要忘记背后。
I want to forget what's behind me.
这样灵性才会进步。
And then your spirituality will improve.
所以我们从保罗二十年的这种服事。
From the 20 years of service of Paul.
我们看到保罗的四个心。
We can see the four hearts of Paul.
当然还有很多。
Of course, there are many other aspects.
第一个。
Number one.
保罗的忠心。
The faithfulness of Paul.
第二个。
Second.
保罗讨神喜欢的心。
And the heart of Paul, to please God.
第三个。
Third,
保罗的爱心
，the love of Paul。
第四个
，fourth，
保罗的野心
，and the ambitions of Paul。
这个是我们值得效法的。
And these are the categories that we should learn.
保罗效法耶稣一样
，just like Lord Jesus, just like Paul learned from Lord Jesus.
我们要效法保罗。
We should learn from Apostle Paul.